I absolutely love doing this show. But I refuse to do anything crazy or stupid to prove I love doing this show. Anyway, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We'll be joined by a special guest, Kenny Smith. You remember Kenny was an NBA player for a long, long time. Now he's seen on Inside the NBA, and he's also seen on reality TV. The new show, Meet the Smiths, it's on TBS every Friday night. It's Kenny, it's his wife, Gwen, who's also a Price is Right model, and all their kids. It's a pretty good show, and Kenny will be by to tell us a little about it. And then, On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film It Follows. Well, it's creepy, and Mark will have all the details for you. And then, an office manager accused of impersonating the dentist while the dentist was away. Well, that root canal not working out, that extraction kind of painful. How do you know the dentist was the dentist, after all? And then this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by the absolute worst body language mistakes you can make. Uh-oh. We'll tell you what they are, and we will have you self-conscious for the next 2 weeks. Well, we start things off this hour with, this past Wednesday was the celebration of Earth Day. What did you do for Earth Day? I have to say I didn't really do anything. I went outside, so if that makes me a bad person, then I'm a bad person. Well, one man tried to do a little too much for Earth Day. There is a man by the name of Christopher Swain, and he wants to bring to the attention of everybody in the world that a body of water known as the Gowanus Canal is quite polluted. Where is the Gowanus Canal? You might be thinking, oh, it's so romantic. Must be these gondolas that go by. Maybe some fires in the water. Well, no, 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 no. The Gowanus Canal is in Brooklyn in New York. It is one of the most polluted waterways on this earth. There were jokes 40 years ago on All in the Family when Archie Bunker said if you throw a stick at the Gowanus Canal, it will bend instead of going in the water. Well, it's just as bad now. Problem is, it's been polluted for years and years and years with chemical runoff. And when it rains too hard in that section of Brooklyn, New York, raw sewage goes into the Gowanus Canal. So it's essentially a stew, a melange of a lot of nasty stuff. Well, the 27-year-old Christopher Swain has decided he was going to swim the Gowanus Canal to make a point. He knows how icky it is. He knows it's quite disgusting, and he's swimming on Earth Day. Well, what he did was he had a protective suit that kind of covered everything up. He also had some earplugs, but the problem was he still had to breathe. So his mouth would be dangerously close to this filthy, disgusting, tepid pool of all kinds of gook. So he decided he was going to gargle with hydrogen peroxide before and as soon as he finished this little excursion. It's a 1.8-mile swim that he embarked on Earth Day. And we bring it up because when is going too far a good thing for a good cause? You know, this is very risky. This is a very dangerous waterway, and you're going to expose yourself to who knows what. When does personal sacrifice become personal craziness, right? How far would you go for a cause that you feel is important? He obviously got himself in the media. He just got himself mentioned for what he did the other day on a national show, and actually, when you think about the digital world, this is a worldwide show. So he brought attention to it. Will it clean the Gowanus Canal? I don't think so. It's been a mess all these years, and who knows if they could ever clean it up. But how smart is it for someone to take their own personal existence and put it on the line for a cause? Is it admirable? I guess so. If you're his family, what must they have thought about this? Sometimes people do really crazy things when they think they're actually accomplishing some good. And did anyone actually look at this and say, yeah, let's clean the Gowanus Canal? Or did someone look at this and say, boy, this guy is just downright crazy? Your decision. Stay with us. Kenny Smith coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This Cy Young winner and six-time All-Star was the first of only two pitchers to have a 20-win season as well as a 50-save season.
Speared by Phillips, flips to Eckersley. Yes, he's there in time, and the A's are the world champion.
So where is Dennis Eckersley now? Dennis was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2004, one of just five relief pitchers to be inducted. The following year, the Oakland A's retired his number 43 jersey. Today, Dennis works on Red Sox TV broadcast as a studio analyst, and he appears every fall on TBS during their coverage of the playoffs.
Well, he has an easy run, and the Oakland A's magic number is down to four. Eckersley gets his 50th save. The A's, their 92nd win.
Dennis Eckersley, the best closer of his generation. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Could real pond algae be the next gasoline? Turns out the holy grail in the renewable energy sector has been to create a clean, green process which uses only light, water, and air to create fuel. Now the Valcent company says their technology will turn water algae into biodiesel. Glenn Kurtz, Valcent's CEO.
Algae is the fastest growing plant on the planet. If I grow an acre of corn, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of producing oil, I can grow about 18 gallons of oil per acre per year. Algae, I can go up to 20,000 gallons of oil per acre per year.
Not only is algae the fastest growing plant on Earth.
If we took 1/10 of the state of New Mexico and converted it into algae production, we could meet all of the energy demands for the entire United States.
From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.